Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior, my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 47. The Bible passage is from Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 25, and it reads, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it.'" Matthew 16:24 through 25. It is a wonderful charge to have a beautiful reason for serving, and people have many reasons for why they want to serve. On an earthly level, we might want to serve because it feels good. It feels good to be helpful. Even little children love to feel helpful. Some might want to serve because they get accolades from their peers and also from the world. And then others might want to serve because it gives them a sense of power over others to serve them in a way. It causes a dependency for the person being served, almost like that codependent type of a thing. So these can be motives for serving, but I have found, as I said in the reading, that if I lose the true focus of why I serve as a Christian, then I run into trouble. Jesus says to his disciples, and that's a big key. If I am going to serve in the way God wants me to serve, I have been called to be a disciple of Jesus, not a disciple of the world or somebody who is articulate and lovely. I think about that hymn that says, "I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly rest in Jesus' name." It's all about Jesus. Jesus is God. He's God in the flesh, and he's God as God wants to be understood. And so what I have learned and what I continue to say to you, get to know God as he wants to be understood. Get into his word and stay out of the food, because for us, our history has shown us that that is the weak link for us. It opens the door for all kinds of craziness. And so we are called to be disciples of Jesus Christ, learning from him, imitating him, calling on his spirit to move us forward day by day. And so Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said that if anyone would come after me, and we are called to come after him, as we shared about at the retreat, we are called to follow Jesus, not to be a mere fan of Jesus. Many people can be a fan of Jesus. They can, put the sticker on the back of the car, as they say, or carry a big Bible, or quote a lot of Bible verses, or be in church every day, some people. But those things are not what makes a disciple. A disciple is made from the heart. Where we become crucified, as Paul says in Galatians 2:20. We become crucified with Christ. We no longer live. We don't live anymore. But Christ lives in us. And so, if I am going to come after Jesus, I have to let go of all of the little false gods that I had before. And we speak a lot about the false god of food. There's also the false god of money, false god of accolades from our friends, false god of power, false god of wisdom, money. But if I am going to come after the Lord, I must let go of those false gods, including the false god of self. That I know better than God knows. And even when it comes to myself, of what I think and do and choose to do on a daily basis, to understand God made me. He owns the blueprint. He is the blueprint of who I am, and I need to make the time daily to know about what He has in mind for my life. So I have to deny myself and take up my cross. It's not going to be easy all the time. It's not what I used to call country club living. Not about it. Living a life of ease, you know, putting my head on a pillow, you know, or somebody drops grapes in my mouth and calling people to serve on me, to serve me. Jesus told the disciples, it's in Mark 9:35, if anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all. And so I want to serve as Jesus teaches me to serve. Take up my cross. Understand that sometimes it is just going to be downright stinky and hard to do what needs to be done, but Jesus calls me to do it anyway. And if I pull back, this verse reminds me, if I really want to save my life, if I want to do life my way, I'm going to eventually lose it. But if I surrender to doing life His way, which I find out how to do life His way by being in His Word, then I will find a life that is truly unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So I don't want to lose my focus of why I serve. I serve for Jesus' sake. I purpose daily to remember what He has done for me, where He found me. He found me in the miry clay. He put my feet on a rock. He put a new song in my mouth. And so I serve Him to bring praise to Him. And so He is my Savior. He's my Lord. So I don't have to be trying to take His place. I'm not trying to be the service police for anybody. I can only share what he's taught me, and that is this, that I, on a daily basis, serve best from an overflow of the love that he pours into me. And if I don't take the time to reignite that understanding of how much I'm loved, how much I'm cherished, how much I'm cared for, then I go back into elbowing my life, my way through life, comparing and competing with everyone. And so I leave this with you. We do a lot of talking on this meeting in particularly about Bible immersion. And yes, we do read through the entire Bible every year. And yes, we do keep to a reading schedule so we are getting enough of the Word in us daily. We call on the Holy Spirit. We write. We share. All of these things we do. But the bottom line is that for me personally, I have not completed or done any Bible immersion. If I leave my time with the Lord with a fever still running high in me, the fever of life, where I'm still bitter and angry, feeling less than or not being loved, feeling hateful, resentful. Nope. That's not immersing myself in the Word. Because when I immerse myself in the Word, my heart touches the heart of my Savior. And He definitely takes away that fever. And He stands me on my feet. And He opens my eyes. And the food is not a struggle in that day. Because He reminds me of who I am in Him and who He is. He's the best. There's no greater one than the Lord.